Hello, I'm Kemp Haar with Floor Focus Magazine and FloorDaily.net, and we're at Coverings 2008 in Orlando, Florida. And actually, we're right now in the Marazzi and Ragno booth, and I'm standing here, with Hector Navaez. How you doing, Hector?
I'm doing great, Kemp.
Well, thank you for spending time with our audience today. I've always been impressed. This is another Italian company that also has domestic production. And we've interviewed a few of those today. This company has very interesting looks. I know when we spent some time together at your site, one of the things that really struck me was some of their pillowed edge. They have some really neat pillowed edge. So they're always on the front when it comes to a look. Why don't you explain to our audience the difference between the Marazzi and Ragno brands?
I'd be glad to. In fact, if I may say, the Marazzi Group has been in existence since 1935, based out of Italy. And we have been producing in the United States for 25 years. We started producing in 1982. Our main two brands in the world are Ragno and Marazzi. And the way we differentiate them in the U.S. is Marazzi is more of the workhorse, more of the middle to middle high of the design spectrum. And Ragno tends to be a little bit more of the higher end of the spectrum of design. Now, as far as distribution, the Marazzi side of the business, we tend to go after the full floor covering distributors, the people that carry laminate, wood, carpet, and so on. We tend to focus more on that side, the Marazzi brand of the business. The Ragno, we tend to go after more of the traditional distributors, which are normally tile and stone and sundries, sometimes some equipment and things like that. So not only by product design, but also by distribution base, we try to differentiate both of the brands.
Okay. And at this show, I know you have some exciting things in every category, and I think we should go through those. Why don't you tell us, because I know you have some big news that I want to talk about in just a minute, but before we get to that new big news, why don't you tell us about what you're introducing at this show in those two brands?
Sure. And right now we happen to be standing on the Ragno side of the booth. And one of the things that we've listened to our customers and our design team is that people are looking for larger sizes, cleaner lines, not so pitted type of surfaces, and darker colors. So one of the first things we have actually right now on our floor, as you can see, the main introduction on the Ragno side of the business is the Revision series. It almost mimics a wood type of look in colors. As you can see, we have five colors here. We have large sizes up to 12 by 48, which it takes a different factory to be able to make 48 inch long tiles, basically slabs. It's very, very elegant, modern, clean lines, not pitted, and it gives the consumer what they've been asking for, which is normally darker colors. You can see we have beautiful black, beautiful brown, the reddish hues, and then of course we have the beige and the white, to be able to accentuate.
All right, and so that's on the Ragno side. What's going on with the Marazzi side?
On the Marazzi side, if we can take a look at the product, we also have on the floor the main feature, which is a contemporary style through-body porcelain. It's called Soho, and Soho is something that is a little bit more commercial, but it's also up to larger sizes the same way. Clean lines, large sizes. It goes up to 24 by 48, which that is a really big size tile. We have four colors in there, and we have some really exciting mosaics because a lot of people tend to use wall coverings with mosaics these days. And we actually won on the Soho line, on one of the mosaics, we won an international award by El Decor. That was just presented a couple of weeks ago to Mr. Marazzi in Milan, and it's an international prize that was given for design of that product. It's a three-dimensional mosaic, and very exciting.
All right, that sounds very interesting. One of the questions I always like to ask, especially with a company like yours, is when you have the commercial market and the residential market, if you take the total sales of all the brands at Marazzi, how does that break out? How much of it's commercial and how much of it's residential?
I think our group overall in the U.S. is substantially more weighed towards the residential. It would be at least an 80-20 break. Probably these days it's a little bit more like 90-10, weighing towards the residential. We do a lot of business also with the home centers, which is strictly a residential outlet. Ragno Marazzi, Marazzi's a little bit more, the brand Marazzi itself is more on the commercial side than Ragno would be. At the end, we are more or less around the industry numbers, and we're close to an 80-20. It kind of fluctuates. It might be more like a 90-10 today.
Okay. Well, I know you have some exciting news, and I think we should go there next. Actually, we all know the situation with the euro versus the dollar. And, you know, a company that manufactures primarily in Europe is a disadvantage of selling in this country. So you actually have a new brand that you're rolling out. Why don't you tell us a little bit about that?
Absolutely. I'm very happy to tell you. We are very proud to announce the introduction of Level. And Level is a new concept and a new brand and almost a new company for the entire Marazzi Group in the U.S. And what we're the premise behind Level is really seeking new distribution base that has normally been importing for the last 15, 20 years, have done most of the imports and most of the statistics of high-end Italian products that are coming into this country. We're going after that business because we know and we've heard these customers say that it is more difficult to import today, not only because freight rates are more expensive, because you have to X-ray the container, because you have to carry more stock, but on top of that, we know about the exchange rates right now that are close to $1.6 for 1 euro, which is not so convenient to import. So these customers, which are usually the elite tile distributors, need a domestic solution. And so we designed this Level brand in mind for that distribution base. Now, what do we do with the product? Well, we know that these distributors are used to buying the high-end, the design, the more progressive looks. So we have installed in the United States the technologies to make those type of products. And so with our design team out of Italy and our capabilities in the U.S., we've been able to produce very high-end products, as you can see in the Level booth, to be able to move over, you know, and transition some of these importers to be able to buy these high-end looks domestically produced and domestically stocked with that kind of service.
Okay, and actually you showed it to me, and we'll show you as we're talking here, but these products at Level, I mean, they're gorgeous, travertine-looking stone. I mean, all the stuff we're looking at is actually porcelain tile, and it looks like it's well-designed for what sells in the upper end of the residential market, isn't it?
Definitely, and even commercial, because I have to add that the Level products are all porcelain. They're also color body porcelain, and we've been playing around with different textures and different colors. As you can see in some of the two of the series that we're presenting, they have some blue hues that are very light blue that normally we wouldn't take that in our normal channels like a Marazzi brand or a Ragno brand. Also surfaces, if you can see some of the products, they have the graniglia, which is a application that goes on the surface that applies an extra texture and an extra look. So playing with textures, playing with colors and design, really going after the high-end Italian design. And of course, we know that we're the largest Italian producer of tiles, so we know what the Italian looks should be, and now we're able to make them here in the United States for our Level customers.
Well, there's really, with a product like this, there's no reason for anybody to actually really put travertine in a bathroom shower anymore. I mean, this is gorgeous stuff, looks just like travertine, and you don't have the ceiling issues, right?
Absolutely. That's what we're counting on. We have many sizes. We're offering mosaics. We're offering different sizes. And all that's to be able to have the ease of installation and not have to worry with, like you just said, sealing, chipping, water absorption, nothing like that.
As you look at these products on camera, I want you to realize that this stuff is not stone, but just looks a lot like stone. So it's very well done. So what you get is what you're really good at is you get this Italian look, which is exquisite, and then you get it made in actually Florence, Alabama, right?
That is correct. We tell our customers that it's made in Florence, but when they say Florence, Italy, we say, no, it's Florence, Alabama. We have a great workforce there that has been trained to make the highest in porcelains. Probably in the last 7 years, we turned a factory that used to make wall tile, and actually today we believe that we are the best at printing technologies for glazed porcelain. Not through body porcelains, but as far as glazing and printing on tile, we believe that that factory is the best in the United States.
All right, Hector, thank you very much. We've been talking to Hector Narvaez, and we're actually, as I said, with Marazzi, and they're introducing a new brand called Level. And I'm Kemp Haar with Floor Focus Magazine and FloorDaily.net.